Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Neighbors talking to neighbors about just the good things that's going around. We have two special guests today, our Mayor Freddie Drennan, Mayor of Slidell, and Slidell Police Chief Randy Fandle. So glad you're both here, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up at the end of September is one of those great events we look forward to each year, Wild Game Cook-Off. Teamed up, Mayor, you're doubling up on us here with bringing the Chief in on it. So tell us what's happening.
Yeah, very excited about that. Chief Randy Fandle has agreed to come on board and help me with it this year. And I'm really excited about that, and I think it's going to be a great, wonderful event. You know, the Chief's going to bring some new things to the table, some new ideas and some help that I'm really looking forward to. And Ben from Slidell, lives in Slidell, wants to do everything he can to do to help Slidell. And certainly Community Christian Concern is one of those organizations that helps an awful lot of people every year. And very excited to have him here with us.
Well, wonderful. Thank you. And welcome, Chief. Glad you're here.
Glad to be here. I'm excited to be a part of this year. I actually had a team last year in this event. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I was excited that the mayor asked me to participate with him this year and co-hosting the event. It's going to be exciting.
Well, it really is, and coming up, it'll be on September the 30th, I believe, which is a Saturday at the end of September. Almost an all-day event, huh?
11 o'clock it starts. They open the gates at 11 o'clock, serve until 4 o'clock.
Wow. What are we serving this year, Chief?
I'm going to do some venison, and it's called Buck on a Bun.
Okay.
And I'm trying to outcook the mayor this year. We got to stay competitive.
Ooh, I tell you what, he's really got some mean recipes out there. You got a steep hill to climb, Chief.
Yeah, I've lost so far every time I try to cook against him, so we're going to try harder this year.
There you go. Mayor, what's on your agenda for this year?
Well, we'll do our briskets that we do every year, the Boston Butt. I'll do the chicken and dumplings that we do every year. And I'm not sure which wild game we're going to do this year yet, but we will be doing some game. We don't have any bear meat left. We've used it all. The last 2 years we've cooked a big old bear stew, and it's been every bit of it has been ate, and people standing in line wanting more, so I'm sorry, I'm out of bear meat. Maybe I can get Miss Glenda back up to Maine, let her get another one for us for, you know, next year.
But well, that would be a fun trip, and I'm sure she'd enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. You know, she'll, we're going to do some kind of seafood dish. You know, we cook in all categories, fowl, seafood, barbecue, wild game, and we enjoy it. We love it. We enjoy seeing people enjoy what we cook. And every penny, the big thing is every penny goes to Community Christian Concern, and they turn around and put that money right back in our community, helping people in need in our community.
Well, you know, first of all, it's so much fun to do. You know, I've been out there in past years, and it's just a great place. Good atmosphere, people having fun, and from just happy people enjoying the day and enjoying some of the wild game that we enjoy. Louisiana being one of those places where there's so many opportunities for hunting and fishing and shooting stuff out of the air and plucking it out of the sea is always a good opportunity, isn't there?
That's true. And, you know, we love to take advantage of it. The big thing that the Chief and I wholeheartedly agree on 100% is we want this to continue to be a family event. We want it to be open to families. We want families to be able to come out and enjoy it. And, you know, a lot of times people don't have an opportunity to try different kinds of game. But a lot of people have a misconception that's all that's there is wild game. That's not true. There'll be fish, there'll be chicken, there'll be beef, there'll be pork. And you know, we have a dessert category. My goodness, these ladies, they make some delicious desserts. And, you know, please come hungry. When you come through that gate, plan on being there for a while to eat. We want you to go around to each and every cooking team and try the food that they prepared, and eat, go sit down a while, rest, and go back and eat again. That's what we want you to do.
I love these kind of eat meetings where you can eat, go digest, and come back and fill it up again.
Absolutely.
Well, it's always been a good, as you say, a family event, a good time for people just to be out and that's one of the best times of the year in Slidell when the temperatures cool off a little bit and we can get out and enjoy each other's company. Good. Looking forward to it. Chief, what do you see for not only the families, but for the benefit that comes from this, for Community Christian Concern? What's your take on that organization? And we're working hard to support it. What do you hear? What do you see?
Community Christian Concern has been around Slidell for years and years. It's a great organization. It's a great event to come out and help support. Your money will go straight to Community Christian Concern. They need all the support they can get. They help out a lot of people and a lot of families in need. As the mayor said, it's a family event. We want to keep it a family event. Since it is a family event, we're looking this year to add a junior chef category to the program, so we're excited about that. Anybody out there is raising any future chefs, have them come in and compete against each other. We look forward to it.
What's the age group for the junior chef?
Up to age 18, hopefully going to be working closely with the culinary arts departments, with the schools in mm-hmm. this area. If anybody wants to, outside of the school system, wants to join, as long as they have an adult with them while they're cooking and serving, they're welcome to enter the event.
How does this work? Do they do the cooking on site, or does Mama cook it the night before and they bring it out? Is that tell me, Chief, how's this going to work?
Oh, no. They're going to have to cook on site.
Oh, my. Okay. So they have to bring their ingredients, bring their cooking equipment, and cook it right there at Fritchie Park. Is that where we're going to be this year?
Cook it on site at Fritchie Park. Like, it's a social event, too. So as they're cooking, especially what I'm looking forward to is if several of the high schools get involved in this. It's almost like pep rallies for football games. They'll egg each other on, and they'll have their little cheers for each other. So we're hoping it comes off big.
You know, I really love an event where the adults and the young people participate together. You know, there's something special and something good about that. They're all on equal footing. I understand there'll be separate prizes and separate categories. But as far as participating, they're all participating for something good. And they're all working, teaching our young people to work for the betterment of the community.
That's correct.
Mayor, talk to us about sponsorships. Do you have sponsorships? Are you looking for more?
Well, we're always looking for sponsorships. We have a few in right now. They always kind of slow coming in this time of the year.
Okay.
But, you know, as I said earlier, every penny goes to Community Christian Concern. And we're reaching out to different organizations, different groups, and different businesses to become sponsors and help out. Sponsorships are really the heart and soul of this thing. You know, that's where we really derive a lot of the money that we raise for Community Christian Concern every year. Cooking teams. We need cooking teams. You know, we usually average, in the past years, we usually average around 25 cooking teams. We've had as high as 30. We've had, of course, less than 25, but usually right around 25. The camaraderie that goes on out there is just unbelievable. And somebody forgets something, they share, they work together, even though they're competing against each other. We encourage our cooking teams to come out on Friday afternoon, up during the day Friday, set their tents up, put their cooking stuff up, and if they have stuff that they're going that needs to cook for a long period of time, then they put it on to cook that night. We even have teams that spend the night out there wind up cooking breakfast the next morning and sharing breakfast with everybody around. And we have some of them that bring their motorhomes out, and it's a great, great camaraderie experience. And the competition to win first, second, or third place in each one of the categories, it's very stiff. You know, we give it in six different categories.
Okay.
Wild game, fowl, beef, pork, seafood, and dessert. So first, second, or third place in all of those categories. As I said, the competition's stiff. It's real stiff. And we use the Kansas City barbecue rules for judging. It's blind judging. The judges don't know whose food they're tasting, okay. Whose food they're eating. We do not allow the judges to walk around and go, socialize with the teams before they judge. We get them right straight over into the judges' tent, and then afterwards they come around and socialize and talk with the teams. But we try to keep it as fair as we possibly can. It's worked well in the past, and This will be the 14th year that we've done it. So,
14th year.
It's worked extremely well. And we have judges calling in now saying, hey, I want to be a judge again. And if anybody out there wants to be a judge, please call in and we'll get your name on the list. And we need judges. We need cooking teams. We need sponsors.
Well, great. So how do people get involved?
Well, you can go up on the website. There's a website up there. They can contact my office or the chief's office. We have pamphlets and brochures. They can go through Community Christian Concern and get all the information there. You know, if they need us to drop something off to them, we'll be glad to do that too. 90% of our tickets that are sold at the gate, you know, we try to keep the price low as we possibly can, but where can you, for $20, go in and go eat all you want to eat and all kind of different food and sample all you want to sample and get to have the opportunity to maybe eat some elk or bear or all dad or, you know, all kind of stuff. And alligator, there'll be all kind of food there.
Well, this is great. So 14 years this has been happening.
14 years, that's correct. It's been one of those things that has worked very well and has helped Community Christian Concern out, and that's been the object all along.
You know, one of the great things about living in Slidell is the symbiotic relationships between government, between private organizations, between nonprofit organizations, between the police department and city administration. People just getting together to do what's best for the city. And I'd really have to applaud your leadership and Chief Andell's leadership for doing things like this. Somebody has to make it happen. Somebody has to have the whistle to start the game. And for what you guys are doing for the community and for helping us to be a solid community is really a pretty awesome byproduct of a pretty awesome event.
Well, you know, Mr. Bob, the reason I asked the chief if he wanted to get involved and he graciously accepted was I saw immediately that he had the same feel that I had, wanting to be involved and wanting to help the community. You know, I mean, he didn't hesitate when I asked him if he wanted to get involved. It was immediate. And I certainly appreciate it.
Leadership of this type is so rare and so important. Chief, we're just really glad for you to be co-sponsoring it this year and bringing some new thought, new ideas, and new dimension to something that's worked very well in the past. It's not broken. It don't need to be fixed. But there's always a room for improvement.
Exactly. Like you said, it's not broken. There's nothing that needs to be fixed. But I'm so excited to be able to share the opportunity with the mayor in this community. We have a gym here on the North Shore. You know, we're constantly having community events here in Slidell, and this is one of my favorite. And if you want to go to Facebook, you can go to Facebook and pull up Mayor Drennan and Chief Vandal's 14th annual cook-off, Wild Game Cook-off.
Okay.
There should be a link there on that website where you can go to the website and download an application to enter it. So it's very easy. Enter, go ahead and put a team together and enter it and come out and enjoy the camaraderie, enjoy the family atmosphere. And I think you'll see that it's going to be a really fun event this year again, and hopefully we'll keep this going for many years to come.
Well, it's really kind of neat that community leaders working side by side with citizens on something of mutual interest and mutual concern. This is not the hierarchy taking care of business. This is people meeting people, working together for the betterment of the community. And that is such a wonderful mindset and such a great thing. And Grace Radio is so pleased to be able to help get the word out and help to make this thing exactly what it needs to be, just a loving, great place to spend Saturday afternoon. Any last thoughts you'd like to leave with us?
I'd just like to say thank you for giving us the opportunity to put this out on your radio station. And, Mayor, thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to participate in this issue.
Mr. Bob, thank you so much. And y'all come on out and get some good food. I guarantee you don't realize the great cooks that we have in this area. And the food's always been wonderful, and I know it's going to be even bigger and better this year.
I'll be there. I'll be there. So we're talking about September the 30th, a Saturday afternoon. Come out and for $20 to enjoy fellowship, to enjoy some great food, and to help to build this community one step at a time.
Oh, children are $10, and under six is free. So, you know, we do that here again, trying to keep the price as low as we can so we can have families come out and enjoy it.
Well, thank you both for being here today. We appreciate your time and appreciate what you're doing for the community. You're making a difference, and it's a better place because of folks just like you. And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. Send us a text, leave us a comment, and if something that the mayor said or the chief said today that's of interest to you and you'd like to chime in, send us a text. We'll get the word to them for sure. You can also like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell, and check our website, www.graceradioofslidell.net. There you can make tax-deductible donations to help support this station. We need the financial support of folks just like you. Again, that number is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again daily for Voices of Slidell at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.